Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about Jeffrey Dopkin being back on the show. Jeffrey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, this month is his 11th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top marketing experts in the Brain Trust. He's a pretty darn good, pretty handy guy when it comes to getting your invention doing something with your invention. We know a little bit about him on that line, but what you may not know, even though we probably talked about it a little bit, is that he's also a publisher. He knows about publishing books. He's here to talk to us about that topic specifically today. Jeffrey Dopkin, welcome back and happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thanks. I had no idea I was this old.
I know.
11 years.
I know, exactly. You know, you were just a baby when we first joined us. It's good to have you back. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hey, Jeff, there's a word that I learned from Joel Barker 20 years ago, paradigm shift. And that's when things that you've always known kind of goes back to everything that you've always known and been able to be successful with about a topic basically, you know, crumbles in front of you and everything goes back to zero. That's what Barker calls a paradigm shift. And there have been a lot of those in the last 20 years, but never, ever anything more dramatic to me than the book publishing industry. What do you think?
The landscape in book publishing has really changed. When I came into publishing about 15 years ago, my first press run was 6,000 books. You just couldn't publish less because books were too expensive to print in smaller quantities. You had to make negatives and plates and have signatures, and everything was gathered and folded and galleys, and it was just huge. Now I can go out and get books printed. I can get one book.
Yeah.
Just buy one book.
Well, so, and that's just on the mechanical side. That's just on the production side. Never mind. But of course, what that turns into is the ability for anybody to publish a book.
Yes, it absolutely does. Because before, when I wanted to come into the industry, 6,000 books at $2 a piece, all of a sudden $12,000. If you didn't sell them, you're looking at a garage full of books. Today, I can get 100 books, and my press runs are a lot shorter. I'll go out and just buy 100 for a couple hundred bucks and sell them on demand. When I sell my books on Amazon now, I don't even have them printed. They print them one at a time.
Right.
I know, because I only sell one.
but this has changed everything. It's turned the big publishing industry in New York and London and places like that. It's turned those industries on their head, hasn't it?
It certainly has. And one of the reasons, one of the things I don't like about the publishing industry is if you sell a book to a bookstore and it doesn't sell in 3 or 4 months, they ship it back to the publisher.
Yeah. At their cost, and it comes out of, and if you're the author, it comes out of your allotment, out of your allocation.
Yeah, and the publisher pays for shipping both ways, and now the publisher's sitting there with all these books that are unsold or unsaleable because they lose the contract.
Let me throw another thing out at you. If it's, as you know, if it's a hardback book and it's damaged in the return process, then it's just damaged, and it's, you know, it's a second. If it's a paperback book, you know what the bookstores do with paperback books when they return them?
They throw them out.
They tear the cover off, the front cover, and they return the cover to you so you can have proof that they didn't sell the book, and they throw the rest of it away. So you don't get your book returned so you can do something else with it. You lose it, and you pay for the book, and you pay for the whole thing.
Yeah. And I have instructions to my distributor. I said, if you can't sell this book, I need to get the whole book back.
Yeah.
And they'll do that.
Let's talk about what this means to the average person out there. You and I are both authors. we're going to get our books published one way or the other. We're going to find a way. You know, I went through the – you and I both have our own publishing company, so we don't have to – we're not caught up in the larger part of the industry. And so that's a little – that's pretty much a – it's not brand new because there have always been that kind of publishing. But the way we do it is pretty new, I think, being able to distribute our books in ways that they couldn't do 30 years ago.
Yeah, we have a lot more outlets. And I guess the best thing is that anybody can be an author and anybody can be a publisher now because the press runs are so small.
Right.
I mean, you can go out with 20, 30 books. You can get a press run of 200 books and send it out to all the reviewers and say,
right,
yeah, I have a new book, and how about a review?
Mm-hmm.
If your reviews are favorable, then you take those reviews and you send them along with the book to some of the major houses. You can get a publishing deal. You can send them to some of the distributors and get distribution of your book. I mean, there's a lot more opportunities now.
I want to talk about that in the next segment. What are the chances of actually, you know, getting your book distributed like that? But first, you know, we need to remind people that the technology to lay the book out in a professional way. In fact, basically the same software that the big guys use to lay a book out, you can buy yourself for, you know, $200 or $300.
Yeah, absolutely. And Microsoft, I see a lot of documents in Word.
Really?
And people bring it to me and they say, can I publish this book in Word? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's the other thing is the electronic publishing, you know, the e-books and all that, and you don't
mm-hmm.
have to go to a printer. And in fact, I think that's the way. You know, obviously that's the way things are moving. More and more people are reading e-books, but you know, you talked about going to a printer and printing 200 or whatever, but a lot of people are going to publish books in the future, as we've been saying, people who are not, you know, big-time authors, so to speak, that are just going to publish an e-book and distribute it to their friends and their family.
Yeah, and I think Amazon now publishes more books on the Kindle than paperback.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. So, folks, the opportunity is there if you want to write a book. But when we come back, I want to talk about what should you really expect from that book. To me, the ability to publish a book, you know, that's all kind of history. I mean, everybody knows now, should know, you can do that if you want to. You can publish a book if you want to, a lot of different ways, electronically and physically. But what do you do with that book? What's your plan for the book? What are your expectations for the book? What should you expect? We've got Jeff Dobkin who will help us with that after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.